Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, guys, what is going on? It's your boy GB, man. I appreciate you guys for rocking with me another week on Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man that you need to be, man, in order to have the life that you desire. And so hopping right into today, it's going to ruffle some feathers, but it is what it is. I think your feathers need to be ruffled. I just think it needs to happen, man. And so, you know, obviously with the title, it is, you know, why most businessmen get divorced. And, you know, I'm talking from a perspective of it was almost your boy. Like, I was almost in that situation. And I don't ever want to see anybody else in that situation, because I know the hurt that it can cause the children. I know that hurt that it can cause your spouse. And just breaking up a home is just not fucking cool at all. And I think that people need to fight a lot harder for something that you told yourself you were dedicated to, point blank, period, right? And right now in America, man, the divorce rate for, I need to look up the one for businessmen, but I guarantee you it's a lot higher. The divorce rate amongst regulars is north of 50%, which is wild. That means if 10 people get married or 10 couples get married, 5 are done. You're not going to make it. And it shows a lack of commitment. It shows a lack of consistency. It shows a lack of fucking ingenuity, right? Because you're like, you get together and then you decide that, oh, this isn't working. And so you break it up, right? That's quitting. And then on top of that, an even crazier stat is that 70% of women, close to 70% of women, initiate the divorces. Why are they initiating the divorces? This is looking back at you, bro. I think men fail to realize that you're just not as dope as you think you are. Like, you're just not as dope as you think you are. Because I guarantee you, man, you're probably thinking, well, I go to work all day and I make the money. And, you know, she doesn't have to worry about anything. And she's driving a nice car. She lives in a big ass house and she has money. She has jewelry. Like, what the fuck is she like complaining about? She's always nagging me. She's on my ass. Can't she see that I'm doing this for her and the kids? And the truth of the matter is, bro, is that you're really good at being a businessman, but you really suck at everything else. Like, you really suck at everything else. Like, you think you are, but you're really not, bro. And if you're real, like, and the thing about it, man, is that women want the best. And it's just what it is, dude. Like, we see it in all the movies. We know that it's the knights, it's the athletes, it's these dudes that are just like rare. And when I mean rare, I mean that you're ripped. I mean that you're rich. I mean that you're romantic. I mean that you're a great fucking father. Right? Because truthfully, man, if you were all of those things, do you think that she would want to leave you? Probably not. Right. And if you were all those things, do you think she would be constantly questioning you and nagging you and like questioning your leadership? Probably not. She's questioning you, bro, because you probably have legit ass KPIs in your business, but you have no fucking KPIs in your marriage, no fucking KPIs in your body, no fucking KPIs as a dad. Like, all you care about is that, you know, you're making a lot of money and that is your sole focus. And everything else has gone off the rails, right? Because think about it, man. Like, the KPIs that you have in your company, you have employees and you hold them to a certain standard. But you have no fucking standard outside of that, right? And you hold them to this standard of like, are you hitting your numbers? Are you making sure that you're like, whatever the KPIs in your company are, you know what they are quarterly. I'm pretty sure if I sat down and talked to you, you'd know like a 2-year plan on what your business is going to look like from now. But if I asked you the same thing about your marriage, you wouldn't fucking know. And the problem that I have with that is that if you don't fix it, man, you and I both know shit's just not going to end right for you. It's just what it is. And I was on that train. And what I wanted to do today is kind of go through some things, man, on like, how do you actually correct the ship? Like, what do you do? Because I think a lot of men are lost. I think a lot of men, because I know I was, man, I didn't have anywhere to turn. I'm like, who the fuck do I ask about this? Because one, men, we don't share things. Like, we don't share as far as like, okay, what really needs to be said and how do I really improve? I'm going to start by telling you, man, that the first thing you have to change is your mindset. And obviously we can have a 2-hour podcast on how you actually do that, right? But like, that's the first thing that needs to change. You have to establish that, like, okay, just take the turn, like, I'm not as dope as I think I am. Okay, if I'm not as dope as I think I am, is there some merit or truth to what my wife is nagging, quote unquote, me about? Is there some truth to what, like, why she's not following me as a leader? Why is she always questioning me? What is that? Because it's the same thing in your company, bro. Like, if you're constantly making bad fucking decisions all the time, right? And you're constantly steering things the wrong way, you launch projects and they don't go right, Your team is going to question you. Your team is going to look at you like, what are you doing, bro? Like in sports, we do the same thing. Like we look at the quarterback as a leader. You're a default leader, bro. And if you are throwing interceptions every other two plays, we're going to start to question you. You can't give me a rah-rah speech. Like you can't come into the huddle and be like, we got to work hard and we got to focus. And you just threw fucking four interceptions. I'm going to start doubting you a little bit more, bro. And it's the same thing in your life. I'll give you this example, man. My wife, you know, I told her a couple years ago, I said, look, because I had made a series of bad financial decisions, especially after the pandemic. I was panicking. I got weak. I lost a lot of shit. And when I say weak, I got weak mentally. I got weak physically. That was the first time I'd ever been fat. Right. And there was a lot of things that, you know, kind of transpired. And so she lost major trust in me. I went from being the leader. Things weren't always right, you know, in my relationship. But then when you lose the money on top of that, oh, boy. Oh boy, a lot of other things set in. But anyway, I just remember talking to her and I was like, look, you don't trust me. You don't respect me. I understand. You may not trust me right now. You may not respect me right now. This shit may not happen in 6 months. It may not happen in a year, but eventually you will again. And what I did right in that moment, it was me making a promise. I didn't say I promise, but I was basically saying, hey, I fucked up. I realize that. And there's no amount of words that I can say that's going to really change your mind right now. But I promise you, if you keep rocking with me, you're going to eventually get to where you trust me again and you believe in me again. And that is my fucking word. And by doing that, it was me saying, you know what? There's so much shit that I need to improve upon. And I have not been the rich, the romantic dude. I haven't led you. I haven't led the family. So of course you're going to fucking question me. Of course you want to get a divorce. Of course you're tired of me. Like who wouldn't be? And the reason that I share that, guys, is because I think that a lot of you need to kind of take a step back and ask yourself, like, what kind of standard do you have? Not in your business, but what standards do you have in your, like your relationship? What kind of standard do you have yourself? I'm going to tell you to do this 100 times over 100, man. Take your shirt off and look at yourself in the mirror. What fucking standard is that? Well, Gray, you know, I don't need to be in shape to, yes, the fuck you do. You know why? Because being in shape shows that you have discipline. Being in shape shows that you have a fucking goal and you stick to it. Being in shape shows that you have consistency. Being in shape changes your mindset. Being in shape makes you feel powerful, makes you feel more aggressive, makes you feel more assertive, makes you do the shit that you're supposed to do, gives you more energy, gives you more focus, clarity, like helps you have fucking awesome ass sex. Like all of these things, being in shape is that. She wants a powerful man, bro. She doesn't want a bad looking woman because that you're a poorly built woman right now. That's what you are. And the sooner that you understand that and the sooner you fix it as the first step, everything else starts to fall in line, right? And if you don't believe me, you don't have to fucking believe me. I'm talking to the guys that do believe me, right? I've coached thousands of men at this point. And the first thing that we do is we change mindset. We establish goals. What do you want? What are your KPIs for your fucking family? What are your KPIs for you as a man? What are they? Okay, what do we need to hit on a daily basis in order to hit these weekly KPIs, in order to hit these monthly KPIs, in order to hit these quarterly ones? Like, what are these quarterly targets? Like, how do we actually do it? We just reverse engineer you like you're a corporation because you fucking are, bro. You're the CEO of your life, but the only CEO that you've been being is the one of your business, which is why your business is thriving, but you're fucking failing. And so you can believe me or not believe me, but the first thing that you have to do is you have to fix the mind. And after the mind, then the body. And then after the body, then everything starts to fall into place because now you're focused. You're a fucking weapon at this point now, dude. Right now, you're just, I don't know what you are, but you're not what you could be. How are you going to operate and be the best husband that you can be if you look like shit and you feel like shit? You know you feel like shit. You know you look like shit. Like, you know this. like there's nothing, I don't have to say much about it than the fact that you already know, bro. But you keep trying to smush it down and hide it and act like the money over here is what really is important. If you want to fix your marriage, you have to fix you first. Having a standard, the same standard that you hold those employees to, bro, same standard that you hold your kids to, bro. Because mediocrity, oh no, you better not come with some fucking mediocrity from your employees. Employee better not be mediocre. Kids better not act mediocre. Like shit isn't serious. Oh, but here you are. You're a walking mediocrity. And I can say this, bro, because that's what I was. 100%. I had the money, had the cars, had the home. All this shit. Mediocre, bro. You know what mediocrity is? When you have like fucking five categories and you're good at one. That's what mediocrity is. And this is my challenge for you to step up, man. Be a better man. Dude, I know you can save your relationship. You can, even if you're not on the edge of divorce, bro, you can improve the shit. You can always be better. If you want some help, man, I'm always going to extend the invitation, man. There is a link to schedule a call inside of the show notes of this call. On whether you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, listening on YouTube, whatever it is, there is a link beneath here that if you are ready to say, you know what, man, I am sick of fucking not having any respect in my house. I want to get ripped as fuck. I want to rekindle the fire in my relationship. Right? I want my wife to look at me like I am some fucking body. I can lead her. Then what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and schedule a call with me. And let's sit down and talk about what you're actually trying to do, man. This program is not a fitness program at all. It's beyond that. It is about you becoming shredded as fuck. That's the first thing. Solidifying the mindset. Strengthening your marriage. Becoming a fucking superhero in your kids' eyes. Because that's what you really want. That's what abs actually means. That's why guys are, oh, you know, I just want to be healthy for my... No. It's like bullshit answers. Right? Understanding that the catalyst is you. If you want to strengthen your marriage, you want to save your marriage. The catalyst is you, bro, not her. You're the fucking leader. The quarterback doesn't go to somebody else on the team and tells them, hey, I need you to step it up. Well, you might say that, right? But you're not, you're telling them to pick up their level of play. But it's the winning and the losing is always on you. You take that because you're the leader. Why isn't your team operating like you need them to operate? You're the fucking leader. Lead, bro. Again, I'd like to extend an invitation. If you want some help, if you need some help, if you've been struggling with this shit for years, man, and you're just like, you're at your wit's end and you don't know what else to fucking do, it is important for you to be around another group of men, powerful men that are looking to achieve the shit that you are looking to achieve. Quit trying to do the shit on your own. It's not going to work. It will never work. You've been trying for 3 years. Love you guys. Talk soon. Peace.